This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment. Doubt and pain made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Donald Trump was busy on day one. He announced a hiring freeze for federal workers. He actually is making good on campaign promises. Also, in the first week of Trump, Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway decapitate the liberal fake news media, and it is glorious. Also, they had today was the official White House briefing. Was today the first one, the first official White House briefing? I've got some excerpts of that. Kellyanne Conway was on with Chuck Todd on Meet the Depressed. Boy, let me tell you, they are so depressed. The media is so freaking out. let me just back up and tell you what happened on Saturday. On Saturday, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer held an emergency press briefing where he lit into the media for their egregious and deliberately false reporting on Friday's inauguration of President Donald Trump and his first day in office. And here's what Sean Spicer said, and I quote, "Some members of the media were engaged in deliberately false reporting," Spicer said. He explained that one reporter falsely tweeted out that the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. had been removed from the Oval Office. And that was just plain wrong. The false report, which Spicer described as irresponsible and reckless, came from Time magazine pool reporter Zeke Miller. Apparently, there was a photo op where they allowed some reporters in to witness Donald Trump signing executive orders, getting rid of, by the way, Barack Obama's executive orders. So, Spicer noted that the media had attempted to paint Trump's inauguration as appearing much smaller than President Barack Obama's. Of course, that was the major narrative on Friday. So on Saturday, Sean Spicer came out and he called out the media. He said this: "Photographs of the inauguration proceeding were intentionally framed in a way to minimize the enormous support it had gathered on the National Mall." He added, "It was the first time in the nation's history that white floor covering had been used to protect the grass, and they amplified it to empty spaces, whereas the grass had minimized the appearance of spaces in the past." He said, "Inaccurate numbers regarding crowd size were also tweeted. No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any of it out. He said there also, he said this also applies to any attempts to count the numbers of protests during the Women's March on Saturday. There's been a lot of talk in the media about holding President Trump accountable. Now, this is the best part. Well, I'm here to tell you that it goes two ways. We're going to hold the press accountable as well. The American people deserve better, Spicer said. And as long as he serves as the messenger of this incredible moment, he will take this message directly to the American people, where his focus will always be. That was Sean Spicer. See, what really pissed them off is that Sean Spicer came out, and he called them out. Called them out. And he didn't take any questions. Came out, spoke for 5 minutes, and left. Bye. Now, one thing I have to say about Sean Spicer that I think he can improve upon is his suit selection. Today, it wasn't too bad. But the ones previous, Saturday and Sunday, he needs a little better suit. But that's just an aside. I'm just being nitpicky here. Anyway, but finally, we have a GOP White House with some cojones that is going to fight back. So let the war begin. And realize that the media... what they were really pissed off about on Saturday, because I watched this, they were pissed off that Sean Spicer actually had the audacity to come out and question the media. Like, and question the media narrative. And it's like nothing they have ever experienced. In today's press conference, it was interesting, because in today's press conference, the first question Sean Spicer asked was to one of the members of the New York Post. That's right, the New York Post, not the New York Times, the New York Post. Then he asked questions from the Christian Broadcasting Network. Christian Broadcasting Network has never been asked a question as I mean, they may have I can't recall where they ever have been, or the New York Post being the first ones called, because, of course, it's always been the New York Times, the gray lady, the Washington Post. But they're now not really relevant. And I thought to myself as I watched the media, doth protest too much, because, and I thought about the, you know, that show on, what is it, AMC, Walking Dead. The media are, they're like zombies, they're the Walking Dead. They just don't realize it yet. They have no idea they're walking dead, they're dead man walking. They have no idea that their time is very short. In terms of being relevant. Because clearly the media has absolutely no legitimacy anymore. I mean, what are they? They're 14% approval rating. Lower than, I think, Congress, right? Or right around there. And they still don't get it. Yet they've aligned themselves with Congress, mainstream media. And they don't realize that they're on the wrong side. They're on the wrong side of history, and they're on the wrong side of this administration. See, it's different now. For the longest, Obama was basically carried by the media. We'll be right back, everyone. Color me your color, baby. Color me your car.
Edward Woodson Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432 if you want to join in the discussion. Before I forget, I just want to give you my own personal experience here. And just this is anecdotal. Number one, did you, I don't know if people saw this, the Women's March, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit. I've got some sound bites, Madonna, Ashley Judge. These people are so very angry, but they don't even know what they're protesting. Like, what exactly are they protesting? Okay? Now, and the reason why I say this is I was on Saturday afternoon, you know, I had watched, I didn't go down to the mall, but I watched the coverage on the television of the women's march with the vaginas, the vagina hats, okay? My hotel was near DuPont Circle in that area, and I was hanging out at this little French bistro that I like to go to when I'm in D.C., and I walked in to the I was in the bar section. I ordered a drink at the bar, and there was two gay guys sitting at the bar. One was black and one white. I started talking to them. They were obviously a couple. Started talking to them, and I had mentioned that because the place it started, people started coming in, and there were a lot of women. From the march, they were holding signs, you know, they had their vagina hats. And I said, I commented to the two gentlemen that I was speaking to. I said, now look, these were two gay guys, okay? And I said to them, I don't know what these people are protesting. Like, what are they protesting? And they both laughed and they said, yeah, I know. Because the time to protest was on, November 8th. If you're going to protest, that's when the time to protest was. But, so I made that comment, right? And they agreed. And then I said, again, we were having this conversation. I said, you know, this is probably the most, because I knew they were gay. I said, this is probably the most pro-gay friendly president we've ever had. And they both agreed. They was like, yeah, you're absolutely right. And then I said, I don't get these protesters. What are they protesting? Anyway, a little later, a woman came up, sat down. She was a millennial. And she started talking about how she was from Alabama and she came up for the Women's March. She was mostly talking to the gay guys. So she says, one of the guys said, asks her, well, where are you from? And she says, I'm from Alabama. So he asks, you know, one of the gay guys says, well, did Trump win Alabama? So I chimed in and I said, yes. So she ignored me, but she said, well, you know, he didn't win the millennial vote. And, you know, he didn't win this certain other demographic that he didn't win. But then I said, but he won. But she refused to acknowledge that he won. She was holding on to the fact that he didn't win the millennial vote. I was like, okay. What do you get for winning the millennial vote in Alabama? What do you get for that? What do you get? You get a vagina hat. That's what you get. And again, it's... The media, their obsession was, number one, the big story was crowd size and these protests. Now, I'm going to read, this is the Washington Post, because I brought, this is a Sunday Washington Post. Okay, here is one of the lead stories, front page. Voices resonate for rights and against Trump all over the world. Now, more than 1 million people gathered in Washington and cities around the country and the world Saturday to mount a roaring rejoinder to the inauguration of President Trump. I was thinking about this as I watched this. Really? All over the world? did you see them showing, you know, they're in London, they're on the... I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass what people think in London and in Paris about my president. See, this is the whole point here. There is no global anthem. Okay? There is no one world order. So I could care less what the hell they care about in London and in Paris. Doesn't matter. I mean, are Americans protesting when François Hollande won in Paris as president of France? No! Or David Cameron? No! I don't care who's president of France. Okay? You, last I checked, you don't get to vote in the American election. Okay? Stop! This is what the media wanted to talk about. Wanted to talk about this crowd size and the Women's March. And they were the media. Like I watched these panels, CNN, and how they freaked out. The media is so freaked out right now, because they know that they're on the outside looking in. They're not part of this. And they're going to become less and less relevant as we go forward. They just don't realize what's going on. They don't. They have no clue. They still think that they matter. And they don't. You saw, for instance, a press conference today. Today was the first press conference where Sean Spicer took questions. First thing they asked him was like, do you promise not to lie to us? Are you going to not lie to us? Did they ask that what was it, Jay Carney? Remember Jay Carney? Did they ask Jay Carney that? Huh? Did they ask Josh Earnest that? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. I've got Chris calling from Virginia. You're on live. Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for your patience. Chris, how are you?
Hey, man, how are you? This has got to be the best Monday in a long time.
Right?
And I was been working in Northern Virginia. Oh, man. Headed back south now to Richmond, Virginia.
It's like another state. I don't think people don't realize that Northern Virginia, you know, is part of like really it's part of like D.C. and Maryland, right? People don't realize that.
Crazy, man! I'm like eating a pizzeria for lunch, and I'm looking around me. I'm like, man, I should wear my Trump shirt tomorrow. Then I work back up here again.
I gotta tell you, I was wearing Chris. I wore my red Make America Great hat going down when I was in D.C., right? So I'm walking to the metro, right? I walked a couple blocks because I was in staying in DuPont Circle, and I walked a couple blocks to the DuPont Circle metro station. And let me tell you, the looks I got, I mean, you know, it was awesome, bro. It was
probably
awesome.
Got the worst looks from, like, white people, too. Right.
And you notice how, by the way, you notice how the crowd on Saturday, the Women's March, they're all white women.
Really
they can't have relationships.
Old, white, nasty women.
Yeah, that's what they all were. They're all white women. But anyway. I was going to tell you,
Google Nigerian Trump rally. It happened on Friday, Inauguration Day. There was thousands of them, man. There's, like, several videos. They're all coming out. They got Trump signs, like, made up, really nice made up Trump signs that support of Trump. And they're all like, la, 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 Trump, Trump, right? And, then, like, 17 of them got shot from the federal, like, the government there. So, yeah, the media is total liars.
Well, you know, it's funny because I don't know if you listened earlier in the show. I had Ellen Ratner on, and she actually mentioned the how beloved he is in Africa. Apparently, in general, he's very beloved in Africa. That was news to me. I had not heard that. I mean, I saw that item today when I was doing show prep on Drudge, but I really didn't dial down. Of course, the media wouldn't report that. They're not going to report that. They're going to report, all the haters because that's what they're obsessed with. And, you know.
I don't want to take too much of your stage, man. I had a thought this weekend, an amazing epiphany. I'm a guitar player. I'm playing two cover bands in Richmond. And I have this thing about Trump, and that Trump is like the Eddie Van Halen of politics. Because Eddie Van Halen, when he came along in the 70s, or when they really started getting bigger, they would open up for other bands. Well, Eddie Van Halen would basically freak out the bands they were opening up for, because they were all like, what the hell is that dude doing? So I kind of had this thought, like, man, Trump is like the Eddie Van Halen of politics. But I just want to throw that out there.
Well, that's a good analogy, Chris, because I think he's like nothing they've ever seen, though. It's amazing how they continue to freak out. And one of the things I wanted to mention to you, Chris, because I think you had called a while ago and you had mentioned about media, right? And new media, and is new media going to emerge, and what's going to happen to these guys in media? And I really think they're becoming less. I got to tell you, I think they're becoming less and less relevant. And I think that as you see them, their collective freaking out and the faux outrage that they have from being called out. I think that they're really showing their true selves, to people. And I think that, people see that and they're like, okay, you guys are biased and I don't believe anything you say. I think you're seeing more and more of it. And it's going to take a while, but I think that eventually these people are, they're the Walking Dead.
I love hearing you say that, and I totally agree. And I'll tell you something else. What I really like, it's really surreal, is when you walk into a restaurant or some other place and see the TVs on, and you see Trump, like behind in the Oval Office. I'm like, oh, that's so awesome, right?
Dude, it really,
everywhere you go.
It's really amazing. I mean, because I keep thinking, I'll see him right on, the podium, or I saw him at the swearing in, and it was bizarre because I was like, oh my God, he's the president. Like, I still have to kind of go every day, like, Donald Trump is the president of the United States.
What was it like? Was Friday night, were you numb? Friday night? I was like numb. I didn't know how to feel.
Right.
Then Saturday, I started to fall out. I started to feel my fingers and toes a little bit. And then by Sunday, I was, on top of the world. Like, oh, my God, it's awesome, right? I was numb.
I know, I agree. Especially, and I got to tell you, especially watching the media. And, the media, of course, they're so dishonest because, I was in D.C. And by and large, I have to tell you that the crowd was really cool, very well behaved. There was protesters, but the protesters were in a very, they were kind of confined to a very small area in D.C. I ran into some protesters on Thursday night when I was out and about. Overall, in general, they were pretty cool. Again, there were some protesters. I went to the Deplorable Ball, and I was also at the Heroes Ball, and there were protesters out there. But I was actually with Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Geraldo when that was going on. Of course, that didn't come out. That didn't come out in the media. But I was actually with them when that happened. I was a part of that. I wasn't a part of it, but I was with them when that happened.
I was a little disappointed. I didn't see any bikers stomp the hell out of some of these.
Well, no, I had a story. In fact, yesterday when I was on my way to the airport in my Lyft, I had one of the people that I did the ride share Lyft thing to the airport.
Right.
And one of the guys that was in the van with me said that there was actually one of the bikers actually grabbed one of the protesters and threw him over. He witnessed this, threw him over the fence, and that the cops didn't do anything. And they just were like, okay, good, awesome.
Awesome, man.
So, I got to tell you, this is, I agree with you. It's one of the greatest Mondays ever. And it's the first day of the rest
like
of
you
your
said,
life.
That these people, I don't know who said it, but it was a great way to put it. Is that, dude, Trump is a buzzsaw. And they
yes.
don't even know. They're
yeah.
just walking
yeah.
into a buzzsaw, man. They're like walking zombies, like you said.
Yeah.
They're going to get, yeah.
Yeah, they literally are. They're the walking dead now, and they don't realize it. They don't realize their days are numbered. They're so outraged by being outraged, you know? It's like, you watch, and I got to tell you, start watching, seriously, and I tell this to all my friends, start watching CNN, dude. If you want to get a real laugh, start watching CNN. Like, some of my conservative friends, they go, like, what are you doing? Why are you watching CNN? And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is the greatest. It's the greatest
really?
Thing to watch. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Really? Really? Right now?
I swear. Dude, no. Just in general, I'm telling you, like, start watching CNN in the evenings, like, and you will have a, you'll get a laugh. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
You, I'm telling you. I'm telling my listeners, start watching CNN and just check it out, and you'll be happy, believe me.
Amen, brother. Well, thanks.
All right, Chris.
Keep it up, man.
Hey, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Bye, buddy.
All right, my man. Keep America great again. again, the enjoyment. It doesn't get any better than this. We'll be right back. Don't worry.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. All right, I got to get to this. This was epic. Epic. Chuck Todd battled Kellyanne Conway. It looked like a chihuahua going up against a pit bull. Okay? I want you to listen to this exchange because it's classic, and I think this is what we're going to see. This is what we're going to see for the next 8 years. Okay, is this because now there's a new sheriff in town, and I want you to listen to one of the sheriff's deputies. Okay, this is Kellyanne Conway. Battling it out with a Chuck Todd. Listen.
Democrats are holding up the CIA director.
I want to go back to a question that you continue to deflect. Why was it necessary to send out the press secretary on his first day in office to utter a provable falsehood that now calls into question everything the press secretary state will say from here on out?
It will
for many Americans.
No, it does.
So what Chuck Todd's talking about, he's talking about the fact that on Saturday, Sean Spicer came out, talked about the bogus story, again, fake news story about the numbers. They don't even know what the numbers were. They have no idea what the numbers were. They're just estimating. Crowd says they don't know. It wasn't a count of the numbers. And Sean Spicer came out and he said, look, you know, we're going to call you out on this. Anyway, listen to this.
You want them to hear that. You want them to hear that I'm not answering your questions, which I'm doing. You want them to hear that they can't trust our press secretary. I think that is a very dangerous statement to
me. What was the motive to have this ridiculous litigation of crowd size?
And now,
the motive, dummy, was to push back at you. That was the motive, dum-dum.
You're casting it, and your job is not to give your opinion, Chuck. Respectfully, your job is not to call things ridiculous that are said by our press secretary and our president. That's not your job. You're supposed to be a news person. You're not an opinion columnist.
Can you please answer the question? Why?
Whoa! You're supposed to be an objective news person. You're not supposed to be an opinion listen, if you want to say, this is an opinion show. Look, my show is an opinion show. Obviously, I give my opinion. You don't like the opinion? Awesome. Don't listen to me. Great. But if you put yourself out there as a news person, see, that's the thing. This is under the guise of, like, oh, I'm a news person. No, you're not a news person. Not a news person. Listen.
Did he do this? You have not answered it.
I'll answer it this way. Think about what you just said to your viewers. That's why we feel compelled to go out and clear the air and put alternative facts out there.
It's a political tactic to come up with alternative facts and try to set up the press as your enemy?
No, I didn't say that.
The press has always been the enemy. But now we have someone in the White House who's going to fight the press. Listen. Okay. For some reason. Here we go. All right. Anyway, the point is this. The media, you know, for far too long, the administration, of course, under Barack Obama was, you know, the press held the water, right? Listen, for whatever reason, I can't get this thing to play again. Anyway, it's okay. I'll get it.
Why I'm here in this building. I'm here because of all the provable, quantifiable facts, because of the devastation and destruction in our schools, with our health care, in our economy, with our small business owners, and yes, certainly with terrorism. Our infrastructure. This guy's going to do so much in the first week. He's going to talk to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today about the Middle East, about Iran. He's going to end the week receiving Prime Minister Theresa May from the UK here, his first foreign leader to be received here. They're going to help renegotiate US-UK trade. But you want to talk about things the media doesn't want to cover? You totally missed Brexit and Theresa May. You totally missed Trump's campaign. You want to talk about provable facts? You've missed it all along. America doesn't really... I mean, look, you've got a 14% approval rating in the media that you've earned. You want to push back on us, and yet you have a 14% approval rating.
All I'm looking for is an answer to a simple question. You never answered why or the motivation of what was necessary about doing that yesterday.
Tell me why you just referred to us as ridiculous. Tell me why you relied on that with the MLK bus.
I think the debate is ridiculous, and I did not say anything about ML. You're a deflect. Look. You're deflecting.
NBC covered that fake. NBC covered that false report. NBC covered that false report. As did three.
Oh, I love it. She's just giving them both barrels. Finally. All right, I'm going to go right to the phones. You're live on the Edward Woodson Show. Hello. Wait, hold on a second. Hello, you're live on the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, Edward, this is Jim from Arizona.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I was just wanting to call on, Trump's speech, his inaugural speech.
Okay, go ahead.
I love that part where he called out the establishment.
Wasn't it just awesome?
That's my language.
No, and the thing is, he's calling them out. He's calling out the very people that are sitting right there. That's what, to me, was so telling. You know, if you look at the crowd, he's talking about, and by the way, when I was there, when Chuck Schumer came out at the beginning, everybody just booed him. I mean, it was just phenomenal. Because they're booing the establishment. That's exactly what they're doing. You're absolutely right, Jim.
Yeah, and I saw, which I've always called her from the get-go, Michelle Obama. I always called her Aunt Esther from Stanford.
Oh, you know, that's great.
That scowl on the face.
Dude, she actually does look like Aunt Esther. She actually does. I think as she gets older, she's going to be looking more and more like Aunt Esther. You know, I'm gonna have to steal that from you, though. I'll tell you.
That's fine. And you know what was a nice, and I mean, this is old school America. That's what he is. I love the touch of playing my way at those balls.
I agree.
I mean, that was just classic.
It was. And
you know, Obama would add some rap band playing or some kind of, you know. But, I mean, that was just, that's like old school America.
Well, you know, of course, the media, you know, they wanted to, you know, concentrate on the crowd size and the women's march and, you know, look, it really doesn't matter anymore.
Well,
because
the crowd that matters is the one that came out and voted in the states that we needed.
Thank you. Exactly. And trust me, I guarantee you, these people that are protesting, they probably did not vote. I'm sure of it. I'm sure that half the people...
I've never seen some of the skankiest looking broads in my life.
Why is it that liberal chicks are so ugly? And I'm sure they were probably wearing patchouli oil as well.
Yeah, right? And I mean, Madonna sounded like something out of a... I don't know what crawled into her brain, but, I mean, that sounded like something out of a exorcism or, you know... Just, I mean, the creepiest voice I've ever heard. And that Ashley Judd, I've heard a little bit of that. I mean,
oh, my God. I'm going to play that in the next hour. I've got some sound bites of Madonna and Ashley Judd as well.
That is some scary stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree with you. But, you know, finally we've got, we have pushback. You know, we've got pushback from an actual GOP president that's actually going to go after the media. And I got to tell you, I love it. It's
I do, too.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. All right, Jim. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Thank you very much. Look, it's they are going to continue to freak out. Let me just play for you the rest of the skeleton, probably.
Articles that are still up online. Chuck, you can't have a press coming into the Oval Office on day one of the administration. We welcome them in to be open and gracious and to have a great relationship with the press. It came in and the press pooler wrote a false article about the removal of the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. days after President Trump met with...
Bam! All right, I have to take a quick break. The madness, the mayhem returns in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.